Good evening, everybody. Today is Wednesday, February 10th, 2016. So here we go. We're clearing for the day. So here we go. All the numbers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to do the work February with 10-2016. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you have a situation going on, let's release that from you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll energize the light beams. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So I'll turn it back over to you. See if Michelle's out there in BBS land tonight, Radio Land. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Wednesday night radio show. And this week follows up a banner weekend where we did so many amazing clearings. It seems like a long time ago now, but I think it was just this past weekend, right, Ron? So we had a pin call removal, we had the Saturday call, and then we had the Sunday call. So it was quite a wonderful weekend, and we have a couple testimonials in the inbox about it. So, and we also have a couple awesome things coming up this weekend, or in a couple weeks, so we will talk about those later on in the show. But I wanted to start out with one of the testimonials that somebody brought in to us. It says, hello, I wanted to give a huge thank you for the past full weekend of healings. Gigantic volumes got cleared. I appreciate Ron's incredible stamina to do all this work, and thanks to the many light beings who helped us all up on the light ship. Also, a definite yes for another pin call in the beginning of March if Ron can swing it. The first one was fantastic, eliminating layers of chronic interference and distress. It is much quieter inside and much easier to listen and be true to myself. Also, per Ron's advice, I have been asking my body to accept these healing energies on the calls and also doing this with the online clearings. My body is able to absorb more and more benefit from the healings as I practice this, so I definitely recommend it for anyone who isn't aware of this option. So that is wonderful, and know that this person who wrote in speaks for a lot of people because we all had a pretty awesome weekend. There's others in here. Did you want to interject anything in there, Ron?
No, that's good. That's great.
Is that good? Yeah, there was a couple others, so let me take a look here and see what we have. Okay. I know there was one. Oh, this is about a specific clearing that we've talked about every now and then, and I think we talked about it. I'm not sure if it was Monday's show, but we've talked about it every now and then. It says, after Brown brought up the harmonic frequency clearing, on the past couple of calls, I re-ran this clearing. It is very, very helpful. As discussed, it clears off all of the odd frequencies of an on and off planet origin, and then aligns and integrates you with even light frequencies. The final step is cellular spirit light infusion. Firstly, I felt fantastic after running this. Secondly, I can tell that running this on a regular basis will prevent a whole bunch of other problems from occurring. It is much harder for the dark to find and attach to you when you are resonating with the even frequencies, almost like becoming invisible. I plan to run this monthly and also to use the cellular spirit light infusion to aid with other clearings as needed. Many thanks. So that's called a harmonic frequency clearing, and that is a fantastic clearing. It has a lot of different components to it. And it takes a little while to go through, but it does feel great, especially if you're around music a lot or if you listen to music a lot. But I think it includes anything, doesn't it, Ron? Any types of noises?
Yes, basically, that's correct. Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, and most people are around all sorts of noises all the time, including loud sounds in movies, that can include war scenes or maybe even people talking, things like that.
Yeah, and also illnesses will be used for that too. So anything that's out of balance or that the dark side uses it is normally in the odd harmonics range. So once you kind of figure that out, everything that's even is in harmony, and everything that's odd, there's no harmony to it whatsoever. But then you're having discordant energies. So back to you.
Okay, so wow, we have another PIN testimonial clearing, or healing testimonial. It says, the PIN conference we just had was intense but extremely beneficial to me. Have now realized that besides PINs also coming into my body in this lifetime and from the past that I was not aware of, I have had problems with PINs coming into my left foot in this lifetime that I was aware of, i.e. sewing needle, a long nail, thumbtacks, and straight pins. The pins Ron removed were on target all over my body, but during the conference, my left ankle down to my left foot seemed to have the most removed. I would immediately feel relief, no pain, and then all of a sudden it was as if a new layer came in. But the pain removal kept on and just got better and better. A lot of pain left me, coordination is so much better, and I have freedom of movement. Thank you, Ron, for this conference and all the healing work you do. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Those are great. Yes, this one was interesting because she kind of brought up the fact that consciously in this lifetime she was well aware of pins entering her feet. And I'm sure she's not the only person who's had that experience because you're walking on your feet. So things, if you step on something, it might happen. So, but you're talking more about energetic pins was what was coming out of us, right?
Yeah, they're energetic. Although they could be completely, you know, physical on a timeline. So, you know, timelines are real, and being real, then you are typically walking on pins. If that's a situation, here they'd be energetic to you. But on those timelines that you copy and paste, they would be real. So back to you.
Okay, yeah. And we have another one that says, yes, 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 more pin calls, please. So people really like that a lot. Okay. We just have a straight-up question here. It's about the timeline crash, and it says, can you check the spirit integration box while consecutively timeline crashing? Most explanation videos explain to do it separately.
Yeah, you could actually do that once you get into the clearing, but you want to get some of the energy of the clearing first and then do the spirit infusion or spirit integration. So maybe do the clearing for maybe, say, half an hour so that you're able to integrate something. And then from there, you could put it on. If you have to release things in order to get stuff to come back, which would be your spirit. So if you don't have anything released, you can't do anything. So I would wait a little bit and, you know, get your feet wet on the clearing, and then you could put it on along with it. That would work fine, too.
Okay. Do you need to stop the clearing and start it over again, or can you just press the spirit integration and it will start?
Well, some of those have radio buttons, so that could be, that's a good question. If there's a radio button there, it probably won't work because it will take you off at the other section. If it's a checkbox, you could just probably check it and or get on another clearing or put the same clearing up again and have two of them up on your screen, identical clearings. And then, you know, click on the spirit integration with the second clearing.
Yeah, you know what, I'm looking at them, and they are checkboxes, and I've always just checked them all, whatever I could check, because if it won't let you do it, it will remove it, the checks from the other parts. And I know when I, let me see, so all of step one or part one is usually all checked. And then part two and three are unchecked, and I usually check them before I start the clearing in general.
Uh-huh, that's good.
Never even thought about not doing that. I don't know where I saw that or how I learned that, but... Oh, well, if it works, that's great. Okay, so we have one of our listeners wants to know, what is a ghost? Could the ghost passenger in Japan be an apparition? I think he might be referring to, I don't know if the alien on the plane, or was there a ghost passenger in Japan? What was that about?
Well, a ghost would be an emotional body that shows up. That's what, I guess, would answer the question. So it would be ghost energy. It'd be a life form that would be an emotional body that's living. And it needs to connect to people to get life force from people so it can stay living. That's basically what it would be.
Okay. Then there's a second part to the question that says, is an apparition the same as a hologram, or is it a shapeshifter?
Don't know.
Well, there's just so many things out there, you know. If you don't know, then we probably don't either. So, let's see. Another question here, or a testimonial. The pin removal call did wonders for me. My body feels 100 pounds lighter, and I am happier and not as sluggish. So that's amazing.
That's good.
Yeah. And another person voting yes to have another pin call removal. And another one. Ron, people really like that. It was great.
I might do a pin release to people's ears. We'll see what happens here. So here we go, everybody. Getting some pins out of your ears, so if you're brand new, you can see what the pin call would sort of be like here. So here we go. Working on your right ear, taking out pins there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And left ear, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that may help you a little bit. So back to you.
So, like, Ron, let's say you go to a concert. You go to see a band. Do you think that, you know, you could possibly be getting abducted at the time for the length of time that you're there, and they're doing that, putting pins in your ears or something?
Anything could happen, yeah. It's hard to say why people have pins, but, you know, it's probably from timelines that maybe we know nothing about. Or it could be from underground bases. It could be, you know, anything. It may not even be aliens. It could be the government's doing this to people. But they all have, all governments have underground bases where they travel and go places. You know, that's kind of a known fact. So, you know, it could be anything happening. But normally, you know, the bottom line is that the alien energies, races have brought forth the technologies to create what's here. So, you know, they're just, it's just shared technologies. So back to you.
You know, Ron, as you said that, I do remember, and we never talk about it, but you have an underground base healing on your website.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, and, you know, I've just kind of come across it. I don't know anyone who's done it. Do you know if anyone's done it?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Well, that would be an interesting one to do. And would that kind of take away, if that had happened to you physically or on any other timelines, would that just remove the effect of it?
Yeah, it could help. I don't know how far it would go, but it could help, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so that's an interesting one. If anyone wants to look that up, it's, I think it's called Underground Bases or something. I could maybe take a look, or maybe if one of our listeners could take a look. I know it's listed somewhere on the website. So we have somebody who written in. They also said that today is Ash Wednesday and that they have seen a few people with ashes on the third eye center. They said they found it kind of interesting, and they wonder what it does, ashes burning or third eye. I know what they tell you when they're doing that, what it's about. But do you have any insight on that, Ron?
No, not, I have no clue.
Yeah.
No clue.
I think it was just it was to commemorate a day when Jesus came to Jerusalem, I believe, and they laid down palm leaves for him. So I think this was during part of his mission, when they were realizing maybe who he was or something like that and honoring him. Okay, so, all right, so we have a question here, and this is in response to a discussion that you had on one of the shows about preventing attacks. One of our listeners has written in with some suggestions. It says, what about using the auric field protection, which is found in the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing? So that is, the auric field protection is a component of that clearing. And that clearing you can get for $25 for the single use, or another $25 for unlimited use. So for $50, you could use it like whenever, which is great because it's something that should be done every now and then, the nano detox clearing. And then you can always use the auric field protection like all the time, which is awesome. And they also suggest the dark side practitioner and curses, hexes, and spells clearings for preventing attacks, and maybe even the generations 1 through 7 and 8 through 14 for the curses, hexes, and spells. And then they also suggest the crown chakra alien cording disconnection to block aliens and doing the body shrink wrap option. So the listener that wrote that in knows their stuff. I think those are great suggestions.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah. I don't remember when you guys had that discussion, but it's always good to know. Those are good ways to prevent various types of attacks from other people or for aliens or people in aliens or aliens and people, all sorts of different things that could be happening. Okay, so this one says here, the previous comment about DNA, is it possible to use the spirit fetus infusion clearing to retrieve positive DNA? That's interesting.
Spirit fetus infusion.
Yeah, to retrieve positive DNA.
Yeah, but how do you know what it is?
Well, I don't know. So your spirit fetus infusion clearing already is bringing back to you things that, gifts and attributes that you wanted to have before you came here. Is that it?
Yeah, it's during your development, and it would be bringing forth more DNA according to what you're requesting. Normally, you know, somebody would just ask for maybe they're an artist and they want to have a little more talent there. So if you bring forth more of the DNA to make you be a little better at your art or whatever you're doing, that's what it's designed for, to give you a little more of a cutting edge. As far as positive DNA, I don't know if that would even be recognized versus negative DNA. You know, I don't know how. Just to bring forth something to you. So, you know, for me, you know, I wouldn't really polarize it.
Yeah, like it's not good or bad. It just is. Like, you're good at these things. You know, that's interesting because we all have gifts, and sometimes people can say, oh, I have, you know, somebody could say, oh, you have an amazing gift. And somebody else could say, well, actually it's a curse. I wish I didn't have this gift. So that's part of the duality that could possibly exist.
Yep.
We have a request for a clearing for the third eye or the chakra, whatever is going on in that area.
Oh, boy. Well, I can put it in balance so I can realign the chakra there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So really you want your third eye to probably be shut down, like your crown chakra, so you don't see too much. So if you're trying to find out information about something, that'll put you on timelines. And who knows what you're going to be seeing at that point. So it's I would not recommend having your third eye open up larger, because you may be getting more than what you even know what you're dealing with. It could be overwhelming to you. And just because it happens, and you go, well, I don't want to do that any longer, you still have whatever got sent to you when you're what you've seen with your third eye open. You can't take it away. So I wouldn't bring forth an energy to open up your third eye. So that's the way I would feel, and keep it closed, because you don't really need it. You better have to be peaceful and not know a lot of stuff that other people might know or tune into, because it could harm you. So back to you.
Yeah. I know, it seems like that. It's so tempting because, on this planet, we're always getting, there's always times when we have to think, we have to learn our jobs, we have to do things, we have to make things or sell things, and it's really revered in our society to be super intelligent, but at the same time, it's obvious to see the stress somebody goes through the more intelligent they are, because they're constantly thinking and often worrying, and it is, better to be peaceful, although it, might be hard to function in some realms, but it feels so much better. So, all right. Well, I also know that our next email here has to do with, you guys were talking, I think, on another show about orbs, and one of our listeners has written in mentioning that in a lot of old paintings, there is what appears to be orbs behind saints' heads. And they're wondering, have orbs always been around? Or is the depiction of the fact that maybe that's their auric field or their spirit? Although I've seen a lot of these pictures, and it is a very dynamic, clear circle. It's not like an entire human form like an auric field would take on in the pictures. It's always a circle around their head. Do you know what I'm talking about, Ron? Have you ever seen pictures like this?
Yeah, I have seen some of those things, yeah. Different old pictures, yeah. Where there's actually kind of orb photograph and stuff. Yeah, so it's just the camera is just showing you other life forms that we can't see. So that's how I would probably address that. They're here.
Yeah, it's interesting because they're here now, and I know people have, I've seen them in lots of photos. Some people have seen, they've seen them live. I have seen them live. Mostly down in Brazil, I would say, but very few, but mostly the camera picks them up. But I think what this listener was alluding to was the fact that in very old art, you could say particularly in Italy, I don't know if you've ever been there or if the listener has or whatever, but a lot of these pictures are in books. There was a time in history when the only art that you could make if you were an artist was religious art. You could only draw pictures of, Jesus or your depiction of God or saints. And so So they turned out, you know, incredible amounts of this type of art. And yes, there's these very interesting pictures of a clear circle around the saint's head. But they're paintings, they're not pictures. So it makes you wonder if they were trying to depict their spirit, or if they were seeing orbs back then. Do you think orbs were back then, or do you think that's more of a modern phenomenon because of how much intervention there is right now?
I think they've always been here. Always have been here. Nothing's probably very new. We're just happy to recognize them now.
Yeah. Yeah, we have, like, technology to say, hey, this happened, and look at this video footage. So it's like a little dynamic that's different as opposed to a picture going, I don't know, was that in the person's mind, or did it actually, or did he just draw it because he thought it was cool? But I've actually seen ancient paintings that show spaceships in them. And those are really interesting. So, can't remember where I saw that, but I've seen it in several different books. Okay, so we have another email about the pin release call. It says, I arranged to switch my working shift for the old time for this conference call. But since the time was changed, I will be working. Okay. So they were just letting us know that they came in absentee, that they came in a little bit late, so they were on the call. So I think next time we do it, we'll have a definite set time. I know there was a little bit of confusion about that, but I think most people got on at the right time and heard most of the call. Okay, so this email says, does Palladian tachyon healing hurt us in any way?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm not sure if they're referring to a company called Tachyon, which creates these little beads. They give you energy. They say that they make you feel good. I used to see them at different conferences. I haven't seen them in a long time, but I'm not sure what that is about.
Yep, I have no comment on that. But if it's from any alien race that people know about, I would still be kind of aware. You know, I don't know.
Okay. All right, so one of our listeners wants to know. All right, they have some questions regarding the online object clearing. So they're asking, to clear an object, I have to fill in the predefined object light code activation. Example, neutralize the negative energy for this particular object. And it goes on to say, and I have object at a distance. Is it possible to clear from a certain distance? So I think he's asking, do you put the object near your computer as you're running it?
Yeah, you'd want to do that, yes. Uh-huh. And it's not designed for long-distance clearing, so... You know, as long as it's probably, you know, if you can put your, let's just say you had a large picture on your wall and you wanted to clear it. So just put your laptop, you know, in front of it, and it would probably clear it pretty nicely. Maybe get it so it's kind of centered, you know, so it's actually, you know, the energy from the laptop screen is pointing toward the picture on the wall, maybe a few feet away from it. But as far as trying to clear something in your backyard or something by having your computer in your bedroom or something, no, that it's not designed for that. It's mainly designed to have stuff directly in front of the laptop. You could take a picture of maybe a plant or something and do it like that and put it in front of your laptop. But I think most people are putting objects like maybe they have a watch or a ring or something or some clothing and they want to clear it. And then you can put that in front of your laptop. Back to you.
Okay. And then in the rest of that email, I won't read it, but the person mentions they're working on a particular project, I believe, with energy, a certain thing that they are interested in, and I forwarded that to you, Ron.
Okay.
You can look at that. Okay. All right. So one of our listeners is wondering if you could please discuss cause and effect. If we do hurtful things to others, will we have a negative repercussion?
Well, okay. With cause and effect, you're going to be working on timelines. So what's going to happen to you when you're on timelines? You're on more timelines than what you're dealing with. So that's probably the best way to answer that. I won't say that because you, let's say you stole $10 out of somebody's purse and now you feel rich because you have $10. It doesn't mean that you're going to be losing the $10 because of that, because you gained on one end and lost on the other. You'll be on timelines, probably experiencing that thing over and over and over again. And it depends how the timelines are set up for you to play that script. Remember, the aliens create the timelines for you to be on. So whatever you're dealing with in cause and effect, that will come back and manifest that way. That's why you want to stay off of timelines. So the question is actually about timelines, and that's cause and effect energy. Back to you.
Yeah, that's interesting. And, okay, so another email that we just got, it says, could you please comment on the use of modalities like essential oils, herbs, and self-administered acupressure for our own healing? If we use these to heal ourselves, is this a good use of self-healing?
I think anything like that could help you. Nothing's wrong with that as long as it's not programmed by a practitioner and then you're putting that energy into you from somebody else, so that would not be good. So back to you.
Yeah, I love those things. They can be very nice. I know, I mean, really essential oils, I think they're pressed from whatever they're from. So let's say lavender is pressed from lavender plants, and it's kind of medicinal smelling, and it can help relax you and even put some people to sleep. So that would just be, is everything that, it's from the earth, Ron, is that basically the same molecular structure as something that could be, I'll say, in harmony with our bodies?
Well, it has spirit energy in it, it would be, yes.
Yeah. I wonder if essential oils do, because they're really active.
Yeah, very possible.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all those things just sound like a really nice spa day to me, so I'm all for it. So, especially if you're not going to another practitioner and you're not getting their energy or everyone else's energy that they worked on, you're just doing it to yourself, so that would be great. All right, so somebody has commented about our talk about the auras or the orbs around the head. It says, that's very interesting. I always thought the circle over their heads were the people's auras, not orbs. And I always assumed there were their auras as well, but I didn't know about orbs, so I wouldn't have even thought about that.
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, I really can't answer that too much because it does look like a big orb. You know, so, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know, and that's all in the past. So, remember, I only work in the present moment.
Yeah, so that would be like you
speculating.
Yeah. Something that happened ages ago. But it is interesting. If you ever look at old art, it's like, oh, wow, they had that back then, too. That's interesting. Wow, there's a spaceship in this one and something coming down from the sky in this one. And Okay, so somebody's wondering if you could please discuss what birthmarks are. Do you have any idea what birthmarks are around? Like sometimes somebody has certain discolorations on some part of their body, and I know some people think maybe it's something from past life. What do you think?
Possibly. I'd say probably more so. It's your probably corrupt DNA. Maybe your spirit wasn't able to heal the energy completely with you, or, you know, it got brought forth in this lifetime. So, you know, that's what I would guess it would be, just some kind of DNA imperfection that got brought forth upon your conception. So, back to you.
Okay. Let's see here. Somebody's wondering if you could please explain what exactly happened during the mind-to-heart drop.
Well, you're commanding your spirit to take the thoughts that you have, that's what you're thinking, what's online for you from timelines, because you wouldn't be in the now by doing the mind-to-heart drop, as you would naturally be in mind energy. You'd be out on timeline. So you're bringing that timeline hologram energy that's making you think, and you're bringing that into your heart where it's neutralized. And then you're at peace because you're off of that timeline. I guess that's the easiest way, because all the thoughts that you have are not thoughts that you have. It's thoughts that the aliens gave you. And they give you these thoughts when you're out on timelines living off of this planet Earth. So you're not on Earth. You're not living here in light. You're somewhere else living. And so that brings you back here so that you could be at peace. When you're truly here on Earth, then you don't really think much because it's all light. So when you're thinking about something, that means that you're not here. You're on a fabricated planet. So if you try to mentally analyze yourself or think about something, you're just not here doing that because you're not in peace. It means that when you're thinking, you're on timelines. When you don't think, then you're here. So if you start to try to, you know, analyze yourself or what's wrong with me or, Jesus, this is going on here, or what about this, that, or the other, well, you're not on the planet here. You're living timelines, and the aliens will give you all the information that you're seeking or trying to find. They will keep giving you more and more and more because they're getting more mileage out of you. And when you're here, you're not going to be thinking. Back to you.
Yeah. So what is our super consciousness?
I don't know what that would be. I don't understand that. That's New Age talk. All you have is you. You have you and you alone, and nothing is outside of yourself except for darkness. So if you're thinking that your super consciousness is outside of yourself, because you don't have it with you, then that would be darkness energies.
All right, we have another question. Ron, when we pass on, what happens to our 108 energetic bodies?
Well, that's a pretty good question, actually. I'm kind of figure out an answer for that. But the ones that created your physical body will go back to the Earth. And then the energetic bodies will be floating around here. And then from there, if you've done clearings, you can regain your physicalness, you know, part of your energetic energies to make up your body. And that's put on, you know, onto the New Earth transport clearing. So that way you can save part of yourself. Remember, the one part of the ascension process is if you wish to take your body with you to get it out of here. And so each time you do a clearing, then your spirit energy connects back to your physical body, and that's being transferred into the New Earth one. If you don't do any clearing, then you're not going to have a chance to have your body leave here, because it'll be full of darkness. So when the energies get when the person dies, we'll say, then you have those energetic bodies, and I don't know how many of them where they actually go to, other than maybe the aliens are having a good time with them because they're able to capture them. So it's a good question. I haven't really looked at it that much. There's really no reason for me to look at it because it doesn't mean anything. You want to be in the now, and when you're in the now, then everything is on this particular Earth. Otherwise, you're dealing with timelines. So kind of switching it over to that, that's why you want to do the mind to heart drop and stay peaceful. And naturally, most people who die, they don't really die in peace. They may be worried about where they're going to, unless it's instant death. Then it might be perfectly fine, and they may be in peace. And then if you're given your last rites or whatever, somebody comes in and does some mumble-jumble stuff to you as you're dying, then the aliens have you. And then you're taken away, just like baptism.
Well, that's interesting. We have a baptism clearing, but we don't have anything for the last rites. Hopefully, people have done their spirit barcode clearing, so they would be cleared, and then hopefully don't invite that in towards the end of their life.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think that's probably just, well, I don't know. Is that just one religion, or is that many religions that practice that? Probably a lot of them doing
it. And, you know, when somebody's, you know, about ready to die, they have some kind of ritual for them. You know, I know the North American Indians in North America here, maybe elsewhere, you know, their spirits are landlocked. And so they come back into other bodies. That's their belief system.
That's their belief system, and is that also their reality? That's what happens?
Yeah, that's what happens, yes. Uh-huh.
Wow. And there's no chance for them to leave?
Yeah. I don't think the aliens, are getting them that much when they die.
Oh.
Because they have that instilled belief system in them. It would be interesting to have a North American Indian come on, you know, somebody who is, you know, maybe, pretty much full-blooded, who would know more about it than I do, but typically they have their totems, and they, you know, are given some type of animal as something that would be with them for their life, and a lot of this is probably actually not here much longer because we're probably, you know, 100 years since we have all the Indian massacres and stuff here, you know. But, you know, aside from that, I don't know if there's that many full-blooded Indians still around. There's probably quite a few, you know, because the Indians were from Mexico and South America, so most of those people there, if they do have brown skin, would be probably more... you know, they're Indians, but they don't really probably like to be called that, you know, as they probably migrated from there up to here, typically. But they're probably more of a pureblood. And what's their belief besides organized religions coming to their place and taking away their original belief system, you know?
Mm.
So, you know, the Spaniards came and were there to indoctrinate Christianity, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we don't see that many, unless you go to maybe New Mexico, maybe Arizona, you know, those states where you may see actual, you know, Indians living. You don't see that many around, you know, in population. Where there, if you go to Mexico, you're probably going to be seeing them all over the place, you know, a lot of brown-skinned people that are, you know, married or related to other brown-skinned people because they're more, you know, whole from their religious background as far as how they believed and you know, was taught through all their teachings, you know, for thousands of years. So that'd be the ones to really ask to see what they really believe. But then you have the Mayan actually killed people, you know?
The Mayan?
Yeah. Yeah, the Mayan. Yeah, those temples there, the pyramids where they chop people's heads off and did all kinds of weird stuff. And, you know, that's pretty awful. But anyway, I won't get into that too much, another alien situation. But the ones that are probably more in the backwoods would be the ones to ask about that. So back to you anyway. Kind of interesting to look at it.
Yeah, I actually have one of my very good friends is indigenous, comes from indigenous people, and sent me some pictures recently of a huge conference up in Canada where there are also still a lot of indigenous people, and they do really try to hold on to their traditions. So next time I talk with her, I will ask her. I know that she is in touch with people who still do a lot of the stuff that they had done for a long time, mm-hmm. and try to hang true to their heritage. So it's very interesting. A lot of it, just from the small bit that I gather when I talk to her every now and then, it's has to do with basically natural things and animals. And respect. So it's really, really lovely. Okay, so kind of switching gears a little bit back to some questions. The big question, can we have mind-orientated careers like being a scientist or a mathematician and still be heart-centered?
Yeah, you just have to learn how to work with in the now with the energy. It's not that complicated because you do it anyway. You just need to switch over. If you start doing more of the mind of heart drop, then you're going to realize that what you basically have lost, and now you can get back into thinking with your body, and with your spirit and your body, we'll say, as compared to using your head, because the energy will come throughout your whole body. So, yeah, it is possible.
Well, that's good to know. That was very good to know. Okay, so another one is, Ron, you tell us not to leave our bodies, yet sometimes we involuntarily leave our bodies at night while we are sleeping. How do we deal with that?
Well, when we first started talking about this, we had up on the website the parallel Earth's timeline crash, I believe is what it was, and then one for the one in the Beyond and one for here. So planets on cylinders, and we had two different clearings that people would do, and they would tend to stay in their bodies more when they're sleeping. I don't have my sheet in front of me to look at it, but it has to do with the parallel lifetimes living on cloned Earth and also cloned planets.
Oh, you mean the four clearings, parallel lifetimes on cloned planets, parallel lifetimes on cloned Earth, past and present?
Yes, those are the ones, yeah. So people were doing that initially. And at that time, when I mentioned it, people were, like, staying in their bodies when they were sleeping for months. So you might want to try that anyway.
Wow. Just from running at one time, that would be great. So does that mean that they wouldn't have dreams?
No, people didn't have any dreams. Nope.
Wow, because they're taking off all those timelines.
Yep, that's correct.
Wow. Okay, cool. Yeah, I think I'm going to check those out again. Okay. And what do our energetic bodies, such as our emotional bodies, live off of?
They're there. They're living off your spirit energy. So your spirit energy is giving them the energy to live off of, along with your body. So both could contribute to your life. Because source energy is only with you, with your spirit and your body. It's not outside of yourself. So you can't plug into the lightship energy to sustain that, because it doesn't exist for you. All you have is what you have with you. So thus it charges them up. And as you slowly release all the negativity from them, then they'll, in a sense, kind of become dormant for you. And you won't need to react, because that emotional body is turned off. I've done that on different shows. I've turned off the emotional body and stuff. People felt wonderful. Well, because it's, if you don't think and you're not living with energies of duality, then you don't need it. But as soon as you get popped into that energy, somebody pushes your buttons or something, then that energy body has to come online to protect you. Oh, looks like we got a few minutes left here. Our show's coming to a close, looks like.
We have just a few more minutes. We have a couple comments back about the depiction of the pictures of the saints. One of our listeners says that they believe the circles of light around the heads of the saints depict the emanation of golden or white light of their auric field that is centered by an illuminated third eye, okay, merging of energies between the pineal and the pituitary gland. But another one of our listeners has said that he believes that about 90 to 95% of the saints were not light beings, so the spiritual light would not always be understood. And let me see. He's wondering, I guess, if I don't know. I don't know too much about the saints. So I don't really know. But I know that some of them that you bring about every now and then, Ron, you're like, this person, or at some time, an energy from the light ship came into this person, and then they were seen from then on as being a saint. But now that spirit or that energy is still on the light ship and still part of the light ship. But it... I think you have said in the past that doesn't necessarily mean that they were in that saintly, what we view as a saintly state their entire life. It may have just been a short time.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh. Maybe even 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So we got an expo coming up. Next weekend will be in Los Angeles, Conscious Life Expo. Hope to see you all there. It starts Friday. And I have a talk on Friday, a workshop on Saturday, and I believe another lecture on Sunday, and then I have a special event on Monday. So hope to see you all there, if you can come. Tomorrow, which is Thursday, we do our special call, and that's for releasing alien replicas from you that could be giving your situation, whatever you're dealing with, more problems, and you're recreating the problem through them, and so they come on to give you your problem. So remember, they work with mind energy, and then they can attach to your physical body and give you more of the same of what you're trying to get rid of. So that's how these energetic bodies work. So you kind of get tagged, and then they bring forth timelines and these energetic bodies, the alien replicas of you, the cloned versions of you, is what we release, so you can feel some wellness. So, I guess we'll end our program here with the Mind to Heart Drop. Do you have anything to add, Michelle?
Well, so the conference is not this weekend, but it's next weekend. So I think it's getting down to the wire. If you need to make big plans like hotels and plane tickets and transportation to get there, it is a great conference. Ron will have the light chamber up all weekend. And if you go on Friday night, you can pay for an unlimited amount of usage to go in there. And basically, that means you can go in there whenever we turn it on, which is probably once every 20 minutes or less. So it's really wonderful. It feels great. And you get to hang out with Ron all weekend. So come if you can. And that's it.
And then bring your, if you're interested in having the picture of you brought into the chamber, you can do that. So send it over. And it's a $100 donation if you want to do it for the three expos coming up next 3 months here, a couple months, we'll say. It's $200 to do three expos. So we'll do the Mind of Heart Drop here. So you want to send me an email on with your picture. So here we go. Let's command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart. Here we go. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, thank you. And thank you, Michelle, and ladies behind the scenes. So we'll see you later. Blessings.
Bye, everyone.